First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday here on a Friday, offering you surcharge-free ATMs. First Bank of Wyoming has joined the AllPoint ATM network, which means you now have access to more than 55,000 surcharge-free ATMs across the world. You can find an AllPoint ATM online at GoFirstBank.com. Dow Erickson, Aaron Feely in studio with a whole gaggle of All-State players. We've got Chase Stewart, Derek Astle, Taff McClure, Brandon Beck, and Wyatt Krog, and then back on the corner playing Wallflower, we've got coaches McKay Young and Kelly Merritt. We may get them in here as well, but appreciate you guys coming in and talking about your run to the state championship this year. Let's start off, go clear back to the beginning, clear back to the game at Boise State, because that was a pretty exciting development. It kind of came out of nowhere, and a chance to go play at a D1 stadium, especially one that's so well known for its turf. You get to go out there and start your season. Let's talk about that, kind of put yourself in those shoes and how you were feeling starting off your season out there. That Taff leans back, because Taff, you weren't in that game, but not that you weren't preparing for it. Maybe you were really disappointed you didn't get to play. I don't know. I'd kind of touch on that, and then we'll get to these guys.
Right. Well, I actually was at a basketball camp this summer at Boise State and ended up tearing my calf and then retorn in physical therapy.
Okay, so now we hear this stuff. By the way, this is when we hear the tear. I'd never heard the word tear.
Anyway.
Okay. All right. Okay. Wow.
I retoured again in physical therapy a few weeks before, right before our big football camp, and my doctor or whatever made the decision to.
I'm sure you.
My dad.
You using
my dad's the doctor.
I'm sure you appreciate you using the finger quotes.
Yeah.
With the doctor part.
made the decision to not play me in that game just so I could be healthy for the rest of the season, right? But I think I didn't take it in a bad way at all. I think I tried to embrace the opportunity to be able to help Luke covering for that spot and helped him on the sideline as we went throughout the game. And I tried to help him have the best game he possibly could, and he stepped up and did fantastic and ended up winning the game for us. So,
Chase, one of my favorite pictures that was taken from that game was you after you scored. And it just, I don't know, sometimes you're smiling, you just scored a touchdown, you get the blue turf behind it, it just worked. Talk about playing and scoring on the turf.
I mean, that was awesome, and to get the touchdown, right off the bat was pretty cool, and starting in Boise Stadium, that was a great start to our season, set the tone kind of, and we said all season starting a college stadium, finishing a college stadium, so that just kind of propelled us through the rest of our season. And it was cool, and a lot more touchdowns got scored. And
well, let's not forget that Chase threw a touchdown.
Yeah, you're like Walter Payton throwing a touchdown. I guess, or Derrick Henry these days. He does that now too.
No, me and Luke switched roles for that. I got him the ball one time too, so it was cool.
Luke
was
really is Nick cool. Foles then. Aaron, you got some questions?
Oh yeah, so kind of take us through a little bit. Was there any part of you that it helped to play week one in a Division I stadium, kind of get that out of your system? By the time you get to state, you're at Laramie. Now, obviously, it's a state championship game, so there's that aspect. But maybe weren't quite as overwhelmed by, wow, we're in a D1 state. Like, oh, never mind, we've been here, we've done this.
I mean, I think absolutely. That was all our minds going into it, is like, we've been here before. Like, we got this. I mean, the lights weren't too big, and the stadium wasn't too big either, so.
And on top of that, not only playing in a Division I stadium before, but you had just played Cody several weeks earlier. What were some of the things that you took away from the loss to Cody at home that you then kind of brought with you to the state championship that helped turn the tide in the rematch?
I think that it gave us more confidence after going the first time. It gave us more confidence to see him the second time, because after that loss, we all knew that we could beat them, and we had the talent and the skill to beat them. And so I think we were more calm going into the second one and more confident in ourselves and each other and our coaches.
Now, Derek, you've got your right arm in a sling here. You kind of had to deal with this shoulder injury throughout the course of the season, and I know the coaches had to kind of utilize you judiciously and kind of be cautious. I'm wording it nicely. I think basically you were put off limits on the offense is what happened. let's talk about that, because obviously you come into the season, you're all gung-ho, but then you kind of have to maybe adjust your style of play a little bit, and then now obviously you're getting healed up, but to talk about playing this whole season with that injury.
I don't know. Coming from last year, I knew that I needed to step up as a leader and show everybody kind of like what needs to happen and what we need to do as a team. I don't know. It's just, I felt like I owe it to the guys. Like, it hurt to play on, yeah, but I figured, why not? Like, it's my senior season, and I owe it to my boys. Like, I can play through this, so.
Well, for those of you that maybe play multiple sports, I guess my question now is kind of what is the transition like where you have to try to move from, we'll call it the honeymoon phase of, wow, we just won the state championship. Oh, for instance, if we had ever won state when I was in high school, I'd still be talking about it to this day and celebrating. So, to then, all right, well, it's basketball wrestling time. Time to start focusing on that.
Nice. Let's go win another one in basketball is what I'm saying.
That works, Taft. Obviously, you know, it's interesting. I had a conversation with the new basketball coach, Coach Schwab, and one of the things that he brought up and credited the football staff with was he felt like the growth between your junior and senior year and the leadership qualities that you were able to develop this last 12 months in particular, he felt like are going to really be useful and helpful for the basketball season. How would you feel about that statement?
So I feel like me, Luke, and Jacob and the rest of the seniors on that have learned a lot of things from the football program. One is dedication and one's leadership. Me and Luke and Jacob have become pretty good leaders on this football team, and I think we're trying to translate that to a new coaching staff on the basketball team. We're trying to get that same culture there. We actually have a leadership meeting today after school about kind of the same things we talk about in the summers with our character lessons and things like that. Something brought up by our seniors. We actually went up and asked Coach Schwab about it, and I think just the leadership skills we learned in football are translating to our other sports as well, and I think it's going to equate to an awesome season too for basketball.
Exciting stuff. Of course, different skill sets, so many different things, but you guys that are doing multiple sports, do you feel like obviously they all kind of they all work together to help you overall, I guess, is the I'm a big believer in that, but you guys are the ones out there doing it.
Well, basketball shape is a lot different than football shape, I will say that. I'm exhausted from basketball, but...
But nobody's hitting you quite as much,
no,
right?
They're both different. But I agree. There's the athleticism for football and basketball is kind of the same. Just you get hit a lot more in basketball and... You got to use a little, or football, and you got to use a little bit more finesse in basketball.
Linemen.
Yeah, you need your linemen.
Yeah, I need my linemen.
Your linemen up front. Going back to this football season, I guess I want to ask each of you, what was maybe one of your favorite memories of the season? And it could be anything, whether it's in the game or out of the game or whatever. Wyatt, let's start with you and kind of move left to right here.
I think just the whole season was my favorite. I didn't really have a specific moment. Every time we stepped on the field together, it just was creating a new memory, and there was no specific pinpoint play or game or anything where it was like stand out to me. It was all just great.
Okay. Taft?
I completely agree with Wyatt, but if I had to pick a play that I think it was the most hype and the most fun, was the touchdown pass to Brandon Cook in the end zone?
Okay,
the lineman touchdown pass, that was pretty fun.
So kind of recap that for us if people don't remember.
So we're on the 2-yard line, maybe the 1, and Brandon in that week, he decided to sub in for wide receiver on scout team, and I threw a bomb to him, and he head topped one of our or caught the ball over one of our safeties or whatever. So we wanted to give him the opportunity to get in the game and catch a touchdown. So we put the number 30 on him. It was a little too small, but we got it on him and sent him out there. First down, or it might have been second, I'm not sure, but I underthrow him a little bit, and he starts chewing me out for a sec anyway. Anyway, then second down, we decide to run another one, and I throw it short again, and he's flipping out and stuff. He's not flipping out, but he's like, come on, man. Anyway, so we call a timeout, and we want to run this specific route. And we go over the route about three times. Coach Young's hammering it into his head. And he doesn't run the route. He decides to run some weird, dinky little... Anyway, he ends up going to the back of the end zone, and I throw it over the top, and he catches it. And the whole entire sideline goes nuts. It was freaking awesome.
See, I remember that. Yeah, so everybody was very excited for him to catch it. And I thought, there's something else going on behind the scenes here. By the way, that's one of those moments where as broadcasters, we have to jump through hoops in a quick way because we're like, okay, that's Brandon. I saw him changing jerseys, but I don't know what else is going on. So we got Chase, your favorite memory.
I think one of my favorite memories from the season was our first snow practice. The field had a few inches on it. We're all, like, you know, shoveling, like trying to get the lines figured out so we can do our warm-up lap. And we finish up with our stretches, and then we're like, you know what, let's all just dive into the snow. So we all dived into the snow, and we got Christmas music playing for, like, the whole practice. And we just had a blast that day. So that was one of my favorite memories of football in general.
Brandon?
I think probably after winning – I don't know, like, which, not any game specifically, but just after winning games, like, away games, like the bus rides and, like, the hotel rooms and stuff were probably my favorite part. Like, I was sitting in the back of the bus listening to, like, music and eating, like, McDonald's. It's, like, probably the most fun, like, and the best feeling I've had. Like, just, we're winners and stuff.
Hey, Derek?
I don't know. For me, it's probably after we beat Preston and we planted a flag back on our field after they keep planting it on ours. It just was kind of like a gotcha moment. So that was probably my favorite.
Any other questions, Aaron?
I can't think of any.
Guys, anything that we haven't touched on that you might want to mention? Obviously, we've been able to talk to coaches here and there, and we kind of ran through this time faster than I thought we would, which I knew we would. But is there anything that we haven't touched on that you might want to mention as far as this season and these accomplishments that you've been able to have this year?
I would like to comment and say, do not throw peace signs before you score a touchdown, or you will have to run wheels.
Good advice for those maybe next year. Is that for?
Yeah.
Okay.
For future generations.
For future generations. Okay, guys, thank you so much for coming in. I know we had to trudge through the snow. Again, Chase Stewart, Derek Gastel, Taff McClure, Brandon Beck, Wyatt Krog, and coaches McKay Young and Kelly Merritt, you guys lucked out. I guess we'll talk to you some other time if that's all right. I know it just breaks your heart. But thank you so much for coming in, guys. Congratulations on the season. You'll remember that for the rest of your life. But thank you for coming in and talking to us about it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.